Cue the music.
Please hang up and try again.
Up next to the internet space, and you're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. It's Thursday night, 8 o'clock. I'm Chip Gibson, Tree Hugger, and we're live. And let's see, Jim is with us in Vancouver. Mr. Becker should be along shortly, but we've got our rep from the northern, from the Jersey Shore. What's up, Matt?
Hey, good evening, Chip. How's it going?
Well, I don't know. It kind of sounded like the sound was kind of dragging out, you know, like I had a scratched record or something. Just tonight I'm on Wi-Fi, so if I go choppy on you guys or something, it means I moved the mouse or something and it exercised too much bandwidth here tonight. So my router died, so I'm on wireless, and hopefully we'll get through the show with not too much, but... So I'm looking on my phone, Matt, and trying to find the looking at this hurricane thing. I didn't even know it was there, man.
It's still pretty far off. I mean, it's got like about a week until it's projected to maybe hit the U.S.
Yeah.
But it looked like they had it riding right up the Gulf there.
Yeah. Well, it's over on the other side, though, isn't it? Isn't it like... Let's see.
No, it's coming along. It should be right out in the middle of the Atlantic right now.
Oh, okay.
Coming along the top of South America there by, like, I guess, Brazil, that area.
Right. There we go. I just got my hurricane tracker system on. Done. We got no hurricane
Careful,
yet.
Careful, you might use too much bandwidth tracking that hurricane there.
I got it on my phone now. Got it on my phone.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, using the iPhone stuff, so. There are a couple out there in the Pacific. We don't have anything, actually. They're just looking at there's a system down around Puerto Rico right now. It's just kind of getting organized, it looks like. But I didn't say the F word, so it's not my if it goes to that state there, the one that sticks down, points towards Cuba. Not going to use the F word. Well, I don't want to be blamed for bad weather. So
you're not going down there next weekend, are you?
Negative. Negative.
All right. They might be all right.
Yeah. We were talking before the show, and it was like, I don't remember when the last time I went fishing was. I mean, I probably got bird's nest in my Propel drive. So speaking of Propel drives, I don't know if any Propel owners, native watercraft Propel owners. The Boondoggle is coming up. It'll be October 10th through the 14th down at Merritt Island. Cars Park, once again, is hosting the show. And
Boondoggle.
Yeah, Boondoggle, man. And Woody Calloway and his brand manager for the Propel are going to have a maintenance truck down there. Anybody with a Propel unit can come in, and he's going to go over totally tearing the down to its parts and just a grease job or doing major overhauls on the system. So, but an upgrade, repair work, spares and parts and everything there. So if you're a Propel owner, you just bring it to the Boondoggle, and the guys from Native are going to be there to take care of it. So that sounds pretty cool.
Do you need one of those oil drain pans for to
no, 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 no. It's environmentally friendly, man. It's
okay.
Just a little grease.
I'm thinking of an outboard,
inside.
Like changing the lower unit fluid, you know?
Yeah, it does look like a little lower unit, but no, it's just some grease in there and some little Bendix gears and stuff like that. So nothing too environmentally dangerous. So, but anyways.
Maybe some like eucalyptus oil or something?
I don't know. The green grease. The tree hugger grease, so. Excuse me. Anyways. But the other thing is, here in the next couple of months before the boondoggle, we'll be having some of the folks that are going to be there. This is the Cars Park boondoggle is what they call the Boondoggle X. And because I have a teenager and I've got all kinds of responsibilities and stuff as an adult, I have kind of retired from my position with the Boondoggle crew. We are in a support mode here at Kayak Fishing Radio, and but we will have some of the crews from that'll be a Vendor Village, and they will be joining us here on Kayak Fishing Radio over the next couple of months leading up into the boondoggle, and join us here to discuss their products and what they expect out of the boondoggle and what they're going to have there. So if folks have questions and all, like I said, we've got. Let's see, we've got Austin Kayak is going to be there. We've got Woody Calloway and the crew from Native. They're going to be there. And he has said he's going to bring a couple of those 10-foot propels, the little mini propel slayers, the mini slayers, I guess. I don't know what they're called.
They got to plan a mini propel race.
That's it. But that is that boat is it's got the propel drive. It's 10-foot overall. It's got a little bit wider beam, so it balances out fine and it steers as good. And it's 57 pounds total. So that's a pedal drive unit there. We'll also have NRS. And if you have some NRS boots, I've got a couple pair. They're really nice, the big tall ones that come up to your knee, the neoprene boots. And Werner Paddles will be joining us. We'll also have, let's see, I already said Austin Kayak, ACK. Bending Branches is going to be there. Okay, so... So those folks will be joining us here in October. We'll have them here on the air and have them answer questions. I haven't heard, but I have Chuck, our Monday night host. He's a rumor has me. I'm back, I think. Yeah?
Yeah, you're back. I hear you. Can you hear me?
No. Can you hear me?
Hey, you're breaking up there, Chip. Everybody bear with us. Chip's having a little bit of technical problems. As he said, he's on Wi-Fi tonight. So it's all about the boondoggle, and that's coming up at Cars Park. And I guess Redfish Chuck's helping out. That's kind of where Chip left off there. We should get him to call in one of these nights. He graced us with his presence last week. Hey, Jim, you on the line? Well, yeah, I guess I'll go over my fishing report. I was able to get out fishing last weekend. It was excellent fishing, but I was flounder fishing. Excellent fishing, but not one keeper. I have to be 18 inches regulation size to keep up here in Jersey. This is flounder there, Jim. Fluke, we call them. The summer flounder. Picking through small fish, but small was pretty much 15 to 17 and a half inches. Friday I went out, I must have caught 20. And then Saturday I stopped counting after 25. It had to be somewhere upwards of 50 fish landed easily. Went out looking for the croakers and the spot and the porgies. I guess they're not in yet. Water's still a little cool for this time of year since we've had a cool August, unfortunately. And we're at 72 to 73 degree water temperature, so. Flounder fishing typically just use a Spro jig. They typically work the best from my experience in fishing the Northeast for flounder. Spro bucktail, usually white or chartreuse. Tip it with a gulp, 5-inch swimming mullet. And then I use bait on top of that just to really get the fish enticed and get that nice scent out there. So I'll use a spearing or a silverside, which is a bait fish that's typically sold frozen. Sometimes you can get them fresh, but rarely. All it is a spearing. It's just a bait fish that's rarely available up here. And then I'll just use cut bait, like squid or clam, sea clams, or if the bunker around, I'll snag a bunker. You know, as pogies down in Florida, the menhaden. I'll strip bait that out. And that's a really oily fish, and that really works well for flounder fishing, big time. Another rig you could use is just a basic fish finder rig with the weight on top. Basically, your braid from your rod, put a swivel on or one of those slidey things for your sinker. I usually tie like a small piece of mono to a sinker down, and then after that I tie on a swivel, fluorocarbon, and then one or two dropper loops. And then on top of that, I'll go with either at the bottom, I'll go with a 5-aught Gamangatsu octopus hook there, and I'll go with two bait holder hooks above that on the dropper loops. I could either put a bead on there or on the dropper hooks, a bead, or you could even tie a teaser, which is like just a hook with a small amount of bucktail tie wraps on there. That really works well. So, not sure when the croaker will
sounds
be.
Sounds like
I'm
a
hoping.
Serious catfish rig. Am I back?
Serious. Yes, you are. It's a serious flounder pounder rig is what it is.
The flounder
multiple
pounder
hook.
Rig, okay.
Tough in the kayak. Yeah, you got to watch out for that hook when that fish is flapping around. But welcome back, yeah. Chip.
All right. Yeah, Skype totally did me wrong, so to dial in on a different number to get back in. He dumped me twice.
Sound loud and clear,
Jim
man.
Says, yeah. Jim says, when do you think the croaker is going to be in?
I was hoping for the croaker to be in now, but since it's been such a cool summer, it don't look like we're going to have croaker this season, or it's going to be next month. So, which next month is here pretty much in a week, so.
Yeah, no kidding, right? So. I mean, it's like we're almost it's Labor Day coming up, right? I mean, that's fall, end of summer. So I don't know. Are you losing
yeah,
me?
Yeah, commercially end of the summer. You never know how the weather is going to treat us in September, so.
Yeah. Now that the hurricanes are starting to kick up in the Gulf and stuff, the weather, to just be one of those, the tough one. What about fishing in Delaware around Labor Day weekend?
Delaware is on fire, but you got to go offshore for the flounder. The croaker are everywhere, so you shouldn't have a problem. Rehoboth Beach, you could fish inside the Indian River Bay. I've heard that if you want to catch croaker, which are very good eating fish, you know, fish tacos, that kind of thing, all you need is to rent a small boat and a piece of clam on a dropper rig, fish finder rig, or a Carolina-style rig. That's all you need. And they're catching nice ones, 17, 18-inch croakers there. You go offshore, you fish the, if you can maybe rent, get on a charter. This guy's been limiting out on the flounder out there on the artificial reefs in an hour or two. And I think the fish have to be 16 inches to keep down there, and I think it's 4 per man, so that's pretty good. I'll be down this weekend, so I'm going to see how it is. I'm going. Actually, that's what I'm doing this weekend. I'm going fishing down with my dad. He lives in Delaware.
Cape Henelopen? Henelopen? What is that? The croaker is just
Cape
a redfish.
Cape Henelopen is right by Lewes, Delaware. It's a state park, and there's two giant break walls there. It's a kayaker's dream, but in the canal there, you'll croaker all in the canal. So if you bring the kayaks with you, it's the perfect place to go.
Cool. Seems like Jim will be on some fish. A little croaker action there. Yeah,
that's cool. So, I wish he was going to be up this weekend because I'm going to be down there.
Yeah.
I'm not going down for Labor Day. It's just 6 hours of traffic sitting there, not stopping.
6 hours of traffic and then tons of boats on the water, right?
Yeah, well, what happened was since Hurricane Sandy, the Jersey Shore is still really in bad shape. So a lot of the rental properties are still not renting. So
right.
I guess what happened was people just found the Delaware Shore all of a sudden this year. I mean, 2 years after Sandy, but everybody's renting houses down there. So the traffic to get down there is unlike it's ever been. It used to take me on a Friday. It would take me 5 hours to drive down there. Now it's anywhere from 6 to 8.
Wow.
It's insane. It really is. This country roads can't handle all these Jerseyans coming down there.
I should have had my wife look you up while she was up there. She was about a month ago. Her and some of her girlfriends, motorcycle riders, they rode their bikes all the way up to Maine. So they stopped in Jersey there for a bit. Where were they at in Jersey? I forget. They were at some pub one evening in Jersey, and there's some guys that do some sort of motorcycle show from Jersey, I guess. They're from Jersey or New York. But they were in this pub, so they were all. But the girls didn't know who they were. They're like, we're on TV. And they're like, I don't watch TV. I ride my motorcycle.
It's probably those Orange County chopper guys.
No, they went there, but they said that was like a total hyped up place. You know, it's like, you know, Hollywood stuff, man. Not even real motorcycles. I can't remember the guys that they were talking to, but it was pretty funny. But
yeah, you can tell them next time they come up this way. Oops, sorry.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Yeah, next time they come up this way, tell them to go to just the small river towns along the Delaware River. That's where the real bikers go.
Yeah. Nice. They rode like 3,000 miles in a week and a half or something like that. It was crazy. So, but
sounds like the kayak cabin of motorcycling.
Yeah. I need to get a trailer that I can pull behind my motorcycle, then put my kayak on it, you know?
Yeah, I saw one. Some guy's got a sidecar that he uses for driving his kayak around.
Yeah, he has a frame from a sidecar, and then he put some bunks on it so he can put his kayak on the side. That would be crazy. Yeah. Yeah. So. But as it is, I have the giant toy hauler, and we put everything inside that and then break it out as we need it. So giant mobile kayak and motorcycling event. So, so the fishing sounds like it's not going to be bad there in Delaware. I haven't heard anything from the guys down in Florida. I know Chuck and them were talking it up, but I heard there was some work, some tarpon work in the beach off down around on the Gulf Coast side over near Tampa Bay and all. Mr. Becker is supposed to join us, but this evening is there. Once a month they do a thing where they take meals over to the VA hospital and stuff, so he's been doing that. How's the did you guys have an event for your HAL group?
No, not this past weekend.
Okay.
We have a couple of weeks off. We're starting back up on September 6th, and then we have one every weekend until the first week of October. So one every weekend, four in a row. September 6th, and then the weekend after that, and the last one's on October 4th.
So you keep your fingers crossed for the good weather for those four weekends in a row.
Yeah, absolutely. It's tough this time of year, but we've lucked out. I think we had rain one time, and it was just passerbyer, you know, a half hour, and we were good.
Right. Yeah.
That's pretty good for all the events we've had.
We just call them our afternoon showers here.
Yeah.
They pop up and rain themselves out in 20 minutes, you know, so they don't really move.
Yeah. And if you had an arc, you'd float for a couple minutes too, right?
Right, yeah, because it comes
down. Not a
rain
drop.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, I just thought I'd drag it out until maybe Greg or those guys called in. We could get a report from the Florida side of things. I'm afraid
if not, we could always go right into Tech
up.
Talk.
Tech Talk? What do you got for Tech Talk tonight? You got something?
I didn't plan on anything, no. I figured you had something.
Yeah. Chance to do much planning this week, so. See what the boys are talking about. Did you see that Greg and Riley Crisp took like second and third in the striper shootout for the fly fish division?
Yeah, congrats to those guys.
That's pretty awesome.
That's
man.
A tough tournament to get that high up in. Definitely.
Those are some really cool trophies they got too. Those maps with the fish prints on them. Gyutaku prints.
Yeah, definitely really cool plaques that you can hang on your wall instead of just like a trophy.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's very personal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they took Riley placed second and Greg got third in the striper shootout. And that's just crazy. That's very cool. Oh. And
someday I'll have a job where I can get some vacation time and go fish that one. I missed it 6 or 7 years in a row since I've known about it. And I just, every year I'm like, oh, I wish I could have been there.
Yeah.
That one's not that far from me. It's only like a 6-hour drive. So.
What are the classes in there? You're just totally going for stripers?
I believe so, yeah, that, and you can go winter flounder fishing up there, but I think those guys just do that for fish tacos and fish sandwiches and stuff, but it is just a pure striper tournament.
Let's see. Doesn't have the results on there. What does it say? Is it striper shootout?
It's really neat up
Boston.
There at night, actually.
Is that Boston Harbor?
Catch... No, it's Salem Harbor. Massachusetts,
okay.
Where the witch trials happen.
Right.
Yeah, it's really cool. I've heard a lot of stories at night. You can go over there and catch fresh squid, and these guys fry up some fresh calamari up there. Pretty neat.
Yeah. Very cool.
And plus the lobsters. All the lobsters you can eat come in up there. So the main lobster.
Yeah.
So it's a lobster feast, calamari feast, flounder feast. It's just food, all kinds of great seafood.
I was trying to see. There we go. 14, that's Hammerhead, that's Greg. Let's see. So we got, so for the fly, what? I should be. Looks like I can't see the daggum pictures. All right. It's New England Kayak Fishing. Greg put them up there, but I can't read them because I'm not. The big fish cost from Winter Island was a 40-inch fish. That's a big, I mean, and is that like normal for stripers this late in the season?
That's a big striper. That's an excellent catch. And I believe Greg Crisp, I believe his was 40 inches in that division, fly division, I think he
was. Yeah, that was Greg,
there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so if he was second place, there had to be a bigger fish than 40.
Yeah.
That's a nice fish. That's, I'd have to say, probably around a 50-pound fish in that area. I don't know, because those fish are all spawned out when they're up there, so they might be a little lighter than I'm used to.
Still a nice fish. Congrats to Greg and Riley there. We'll probably be seeing them down at the Boondoggle, too. So.
Yeah, I know Greg Chris is in. He's a road warrior, that guy. What a great guy Greg is. And
yeah.
He's everywhere. And I know he was at ICAST this year. I think he was at the Outdoor Retailer Show. He's national now.
Yeah, the Hammerhead. So, but, anyways, well, I don't have anything else, man. And I don't know what's going on in the fishing world this week. I saw some nice pictures of fish from the piers down in Panama City. But I haven't seen Holly or Stan catching anything. The guys on the piers are catching some real nice smoker kings. So, and let's see. I think there was a couple of sailfish caught this past week down out of Panama City offshore there in the kayaks. So, it's kind of a place
that
you haven't had any
chance. Catching billfish like that in the kayak.
Yeah. And I mean, they're nice size ones too. I mean, they're like 60, 80 pound fish, you know.
Yikes.
Got a big old clown sticker
that
on the front of it.
Bills coming at you.
Yeah. Slashing. And then you see some of the videos some of the guys are taking, man, and they're just going nuts out in front of the kayak, you know. I think there was one where the fish turned around and greyhound right back between the two kayaks, you know, and it's like the guy was just, hoping it didn't, you know, run him through. So,
yeah,
And I don't know what else has been going on, though. Chris was on last week.
The tournament's coming up soon. I'm not sure what the exact date on that is. Let me check real quick. I think that's the next big one for us northern guys, but that's like a mid-Atlantic one, so you southern guys should come with that one.
Day job and the junior didn't get in the way. They're trying to get him to get on the swimming team now. It's like, dude, I don't get enough time in the day. Gonna have to get his driver's license so he can start making all these commitments.
Okay, TKA Fish for Charity tournament is September 26th through the 27th.
Right.
Tournament date on the 27th. There's actually another kind of local tournament that I just found out about in April, which happens in the Chesapeake Bay, which I will be attending this year. It's the Chesapeake Chesapeake Bay Kayak Anglers tournament, and that will be held on the 12th, September 12th, I believe it is. It's smaller fish, small striped bass, bluefish, and I believe perch of some sort, a saltwater style perch, I think a white perch, which I've never caught, so I'd like to add that species. But I'm going to check that out.
You guys,
that one benefits Make-A-Wish Foundation, Mid-Atlantic, and the Chesapeake, or Maryland, something conservation, water conservation. I forget offhand.
Okay. Cool. Do you guys get certificate fish up there in Jersey? Is it like the North Carolina folks and Virginia? You guys get certificates for big fish or certain size fish?
Yeah, if you apply for it, you've got to send in your picture and your form. Yes, we do have citation fish also.
Cool. Well, I've only been up there fishing one time. I've always wanted to come up and do Chesapeake Bay and fish maybe, the Striper Shootout or J-Bay or something like that. It always sounded like a lot of fun. I tried to get up there one year, but just didn't work out to get up there and be able to get back in time for work and all that good stuff. So
it's a road trip. I mean, I totally understand. That's why I've been missing the boondoggles.
Yeah, exactly.
One of them's just going to fly down and be like, I'm here. No
it.
Boat.
You could do
me
it.
A boat.
You do it. There's plenty of boats, man. We have plenty of boats down there. Just show up, man. We'll throw a cot out underneath the tarp for you. So.
Nice.
But anyways, well, that's about it. That's what I've got for tonight. I've got some homework checking to do with the junior there and wrapping it up, finish out the week on a Friday tomorrow. Let's see. HeroesOnTheWater.org. Check it out. They got a chapter listing there. Find one near you. If you're listening to the podcast, check it out. It's a great thing to give back to. You know, Matt here from Jersey is he works hard. They work hard up there in the Jersey chapter. We've got Sean Wagner, the Southeast Florida chapter. We have friends there in Jacksonville, Emerald Coast. Chris Johnson's usually on here listening from Pensacola. And it's a good way. It gives back. It's good. It's really rewarding to go out and fish with people, meet new people. And it's a great opportunity to help out some of our heroes returning. Jim, hope you catch some fish and get your crab cakes there. But maybe a croaker in the frying pan or something like that. Matt, you're going to fish this weekend, right? You said you're going to go down to Delaware.
Yeah, I'm going down to Delaware to fish with my dad. We're just hoping the winds are good. It's supposed to be east winds, so that's tough for going 8 miles offshore, but we'll see.
That would be a tough battle. Coming home light with you, Dad. So,
well, that's why you got a 350-horsepower paddle on the back, you know.
350-horsepower? Okay. So you're going to be cheating. No problem.
Got it.
All right, buddy.
Got to cheat in the... All right.
Thanks for calling in, Jim. Good to see you this, and good luck next week up there. And remember, we've got Monday night, Redfish Chuck, he kicks it off, and Chuck's been working there, the Outfitters, KBB Outfitters, down there at Merritt Island, Titusville, and Kayaks by Bow. They usually have some nice little giveaways on Monday night, so tune in and listen to their show. The Wednesday night low sodium show has been kicked back off. I think I've seen that Mark has logged in, and we've got a couple of shows there. So if you've missed that, if you're a low sodium type person, you go after the green fish, check it out. And we'll see you next time. We'll be back here next Thursday night on Buzzards Row. Good night, Matt. Have a good one. Jim, take a kid fishing. We'll see you next time. Kayak Fishing Radio, we're out. I want to do the album.